So he says, V'yei shemrim d'shanu osom, v'zehu shenu rosa. V'yei shemrim d'shanu osom d'lekakir v'anochi k'echot. Shemri sh'echot nekaleo. That states where she said, that's the Ramban's first portion in the Rashi. ויש פיר שטיימ גם קיימו משום דנם לי אין שבס בינו נקיר שליש פרוחי קיימו חחוסם ואין טיימ די זיר זה די קונה די 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 לקע אקיר שליש פרוחי ויז שלוי כי דברי הרמב״ם זל שהוא סובה שהוא יאמר לו בשביל זה יכול לו בשביל שלושוס אפילו מייטו משלישו חשיב הקיר אמין אם אין של סמטר נעים על הרמב״ם that the Rambam distinguishes between Rishus Echod, the Ravid makes such a distinction. The Rambam doesn't make such a distinction. I don't understand. I mean, what he says is just like the Rambam. That I don't understand. But anyway, the Ro mentions in the name of some Rishenim, they say Mishum Dananu in Shabbos bin Nakira Shlisha Tuach. So in other words, get the sheet of the Ravid. But the Ravid says the Ravid and probably Rashi too. In other words, the Rach. The Rach and the Rashi too, not the Ravid. So he says, Shalik be a cloud. In other words, in order to be an Akira, there has to be Agboy. Agboy how much? So you could say, there has to be Agboy even a Mashu. No, so he mentions in their name, Agboy Shleshet Vachim. So why is Megare Chayim? There was no Agboy Shleshet Vachim. So he says, the usual way is that the doorway, the doorway is elevated above the level of the street. So Mimele, when he's Migare, he must necessarily pick it up through Tvochim. So that's the reason. And in Chaname Eve, the doorway is the same level as the street, so it will be Poter. Why? For the same reason that he's Poter by Zilze, the corner, the Rome corner of Izokve. In other words, because there is no Hagboy Maldavika. Consists of the number of Akiras. And another pshat is because there is no Hagboy from the Karaka, so there has to be Hagboy from the Karaka. The Rosh Rambam is very strange. On one hand, that he agrees with the Rach. Rambam Shita is like the Rach and Rashi's pshat. I mean, the Rambam himself says that the Shita is a Rambam. Is not like that. Now, the Rambam Perikid Gimel Milcha Shabbos Aloch Yedal. Hoyer Kone Oyerei Machlicha Yitzedei Munach Al Oretz V'Yikbi Akotze Echo V'Yi Akotze Hashemi Munach Boretz V'Yishlich Lifono V'Yichoza V'Yikbi Akotze Hashemi Shoyer Munach Boretz V'Yishlich Lifono Al Derer Zu Ad Shehever Achifetz Kam Milim Poter Lifi Sheloyokar Achifetz Kulei Al Gabi Oretz. So, if that had been the only thing that the Rambam says, then we could say that the Rambam explains it like Drach, because there is no Hagbore, and as the Ro in Ksuves mentions, that there has to be Hagbore Shloshet Vachim. But, because he uses the Roshin Lifi Sheloyokar Achivetz Kulei Malgabi Yoretz, and then he says, but we cannot say that this is the Shittas of Rambam, because the Rambam immediately says, V'imosha hachifetz, V'girer yaloretz, mitchilas arba liseif arba chayef, sham galgleikel. So he mentions the din of Migare in connection with Dalet, mitchilas arba liseif Dalet. In other words, so it's not like the Shittas Ravid, because according to the Ravid, so Migare of the Gemara in Ksuda says, Migare kis is chayef, so it's only Yashus Roshus. But Dalet Ames Migare, Rishini mentioned the name of the Ravid, he is Pot. And so, even though the Rambam uses the Loshen, but he doesn't mean that there has to be Hagboy Malgabi Karke. The Rach says, in so many words, that there has to be Hagboy Malgabi Karke. And the Ro in Ksuves mentions, in the name of some Rishenim, and he probably has reference to the Rach, so that it has to be Hagboy Gimut Vochim Malgabi Karke. And by Migare, there is Hagboy Gimut Vochim, because the level of the doorway is elevated at least three tvochim from the level of the character of Rishus Harav. But the Rambam says, V'imoshe hachivetz v'gir ha'oretz mitchilas arba liseif arba chayev. He doesn't mention it in connection with Meitzim Rishus Roshus. Mitchilas arba liseif arba, so it's the same level. And still he's chayev. So we see that the Shittas Rambam is, there is no such prerequisite in Akire that there has to be Hagoyim or Gabikarte in the Torah. It's not, the Rambam doesn't agree with the Rachshite. And so, what's the Pshat in the Rambam? So the Pshat in the Rambam is, as the Ramban says, that the Rambam agrees with Ishi. Because the Ramban gives two terutzim and the stire, and he says that the second teretz is also a good teretz, but he says, from the Rambam it appears like the first Losh. So the Pshat in the Rambam is, not there has to be a Gboim or Gabakarake. What the Rambam means, Livishalyoka Rachif, it's Kulei Mardavoret. So the Rambam emphasizes the term Kulei. In other words, he doesn't mean Hagboim or Karake. As long as you move it from the Karake, that's also considered Akire. And he doesn't use the Russian Hagboim. The Rach uses the Russian Hagboim. But he says, Livishalyoka Rachif, it's Kulei Mardavoret. In other words, not the whole chifetz is nekam al gabi oretz vibasachas. One end of the chifetz, of the stick, is nekar, while the other end remains in its place. And then he is ake at the other end of the stick. So there is no one akire vibasachas and the whole stick. So in other words, so it's like the Rambam. Even though the expression okay, chifetz al gabi oretz is misleading, but the Rambam couldn't agree with the Shita of the Rach. Now the Rach certainly holds the Shita, and it's mashma that Rashi also is like the Rach. Even though the Rashi doesn't spell out the term Aki, I mean Hagboy, but he says, shall we not lekule min akarka? So Rashi, you could explain both ways, because after all, the Rashi also does not employ the term Hagboye, and he also employs Kulim Nakarke. So Rashi could be either way. I mean, either like the Rach, or he could be like Tesis, Rashi. I mean, it's not clear what Rashi means. Anyway, but the role in Shem Kubetzis in Suves mentions, the Shittes HaRishayim, that there has to be Akire by Shabbos, means that it Hagboye Gimu Tvochim Nakar. Hagboye Gimu Tvochim Nakar. Now, so as a matter of fact, we could say another pshat in the Raivet. Since the Ro says that there has to be Hagboye Gimu Tvochim in Akarke, maybe there is another pshat in the Raivet. Not the way I said before, that according to the Raivet, so vis-a-vis Meitzim Yoshus Toshus, there is no Haloche of Mitzoyim Basachts. So it can be mitzurev, it can be constituted through several akires, as long as he's not misalek yodeh. But vis-a-vis daladame v'shus harabim, there is aloche of mitzoye daladames, mitchilas dalet v'seim dalet v'basachas. But maybe the pshat in the Raivet is like the Rach. Not completely like the Rach. But what does the Rach say? That there is aloche of akira of Hagboye Malgabe Akarke. So Hagboye Malgabe Akarke, but according to the Rach, this applies not only to Dalet Amim Veshus Harabim, but to Meitzim Yoshus Loshus too. Maybe the Raivet Shita is that when is there a requirement of Hagboye Dalet Gimu Tvochim Malgabe Akarke that's Ligabe the Akire of Dalet Amim Veshus Harabim? Hashem came by Meitzim Yeshus Loshus, so there is no requirement of Hagboye Gimul Tvochim Nakarake. That's the only thing. But from the Rishenim Mitzmashma, the way the Ramban repeats, mentions the Raivet, it's not that the Raivet requires because he says, "Yikelimeda, v'atanya again if kiz b'shabes or migal v'yitzeh chaye, shariyisa shabes v'isagneivo in boin kechot, al ma'afal gavdu lokalim mechaye." So the Ramban is the kashe. Why? I mean, as to the stire between zirze di konorome v'zokve on one end and migal v'yitzeh on the other. And then he says, "V'royisim itarzim shimarayim zal." the Akiras or Jewish Akireu Lechayim. So it's mashma from the lashon of the Ramban, the way he mentions the Raive Chite, that the Raive is saying that when we say Zir Zedikone Rome Vizokve, Zir Zedikone Rome Vizokve, so he is, that when we say that Migaria Vietze, he is Chayev, so Shabbos, so it's only by Meitzim Roshus Roshus. By Daladames, so Migaria would be Potter. By Daladames, Migaria would be Potter. Now, so you still can explain the Raivet in two ways. Either that the Raivet distinguishes between Meitzim Yoshus Loshus and Daladames on the basis of the proposition that by Daladames Meshus Rabin there is a Halocha of Vitzoye Bibasachas, Mashayim Kim Yoshus Loshus, it can be constituted through many Tzoyes, or you can explain the Raivet on the basis of the proposition that by Meitzim Yoshus Loshus, so there is no requirement of Agboye Gimut Vochi. By Meitzim Yoshus Loshus, there is no requirement of Agboye Gimut Vochi. You only have to be Eker from one Rishus into the other Rishus. Masheinkein, by Daladames, there is a requirement of Agboye Gimut Vochi. So the Raivet can be explained both ways. All right. Now, let's see the Rosh. Omar Rav Yudin, Hai Zir Zeri Kone Rome Vizok Vero Rome Vizok Vero Mechayev Adokre, Pire Shchvile Shel Kanim Deir, Vein Yochil Agbir, Uchshu Reitze Litalte Lo Mimokim Limokim, Magbia Akotzo Echot, Umashlich Lifono, Vichay Zer Veisekei, עד שיגנו למוקים שהוא רצה. אם הבירו בניין זה הבא מזה ששרד מייציע משזרד משתיוך משזרד מפותר. לכפי, וכשאו קרי שאיכות והמיכי, או ייציע, עדיין ראש השני מונח מכם. זה גם, the same way as states less as the Ramban, the Rashbo. וכשר, like the Ramban, the first loss. וכשחוזר ולפי הראש האחר, והמיכי, או ייציע, לא ינעשה המוח בסחס. וידומה, וידומה להודי אמרינו מכמה מפרק המצניע. קופו שאין לא יופרס. We know snow ala askupa achitzeno. Afal pisha referes in bachutz poter. Achilei se kol akupo umucha chosom. Dafilu chozal veitzi poter. Lifishel yosom lachti libasachis. Avol imtofas esachvilo umoshcho ashehi tzikulu leshus rabin oichutz ledaldam eschaye. Lifishel yosom kol milachtei. That's migare libasachas. Vluhucho bitayim. Achigoma, Milachim, Shechosom came, have a kid, the Rabino Shiagbia Achifetz. El Beholin and Shemezis, in other words, not like the sheet of the Rach, that there is a loche of Agboas Achifetz, Gimutwochi, Milakabakarakam. El Beholin and Shemazis Achifetz became, Ben Bagboy, Ben Mishik and Mikrakire, Uvilvachi and May Sheikh the Hale, the way of second times in Odamis, Uvitsoi, Ben Mixachim with Nimitsos Behut, Roham really come for it, I'm Slia. Gabigen if kill the Shabbos and Migal the Yitzipota, Mishim Neve, Chayim Shiv Shabbos. Hilkach, Amigal the Yudavar Ogu, Kein Chobies, Im Gyule, Chutz La Arba Amesh, Zayoch, Mesh, Zarab Mchayim, Didomel in Gara the Yitzi, Vafilo Bitchif Achaz Dechate, Voyoelech, Omigal, Gat Chutz La Arba Amesh, Zarab Mchayim, Avodol Meruba, Mitei, Vahayim, Meroma Vizor. So he says the same thing, but he added one thing. He mentioned the Raya from the Mishneh in Amatzniya. Kuposhim, where your parents, Vinosno as Kupa Chitzeno, Aval Pisharif Peres in Bachut, is Potter at Yeti Kola Kupo, Umucha Hosom, Dafil Hosa Vitsi Potter, with Fishel Yosom Lachti Vasachas. So why did he mention that? In other words, because we explained the Raivet, the first Pshat in the Raivet, on the basis of the proposition that there is a distinction between Meitzim Yoshus Loshus and Daladam Yoshus Rab. by the Adami Bishus Arabi, so there has to be a Tzoye of Mitchila Dalai Seif Dalai Bibasachas. So the male is here, so the Konehome, there is no Tzoye Bibasachas, because when you have a long stick and you put it like this, so you make an Akire and Anoche on one end of the stick, but the other end remains with Kame. Then you make another Akire and Anoche on the other end. So there is no Heitzoye Bibasachas Mitchila Dalai Seif Dalai. Machine came by Mershus, Mershus. There is no such requirement. There is no such requirement that it has to be Bibasachas. It can be constituted by a series of Akires and Anoches. That's the Shiz Raya. So he mentions the Raya from the mission of Kupa Shil Meir Peres. Vinosno as Kupa Achitzeno. Aval Pisher if Peres in Bachutz is Potter Achieti Kola Kupo. Umucha Chosom da Fluchosa Vitzipota. Now let's turn to the Mishneh. That's our account. So the color from the base, the Mishnah. Hameitzeichlin. So the Mishnah has a reish and has a seifer. Hameitzeichlin v'nosno lo azkupo. Bein shechoza v'itzion. Bein sheitzion acher. Potter. Mitne sheleoso melachtim v'asachas. Kupo shen meo peretz. V'nosno lo azkupo achitzeno. Aval pisharif peretz in bachutz. Potter. Ad sheyeitzi eskola kupo. So let's see what the reish deals with and what the seifer deals with. The reish. So the Gemara explains it that the askupa in the reishe means the askupa's karmas. So the Gemara says, "My askupa." Askupa is a rabbi, but there, what from what it means is a yochi, which is a rabbi. El askupa is a yochi. Bein shechozavitzi and bein sheitzin achapoter, what from what it means is a yochi, which is a rabbi. El askupa karmas. All right. So in other words, Hameitzeichlin v'nosno nalaskupo bein shechoza v'itzion bein sheitzion achirpota. In other words, here there is a rishus ayochit, here there is a rishus ayochit, here is a rishus arabi, here there is naskup. So he took eichlin and he put the eichlin on the askup, that is a karmas. Then now here is a rishus ayochit, he put the eichlin here on the askup. So then, Hameitzeichlin v'nosno askupo, bein shechoza v'itzion, bein sheitzion achapoter. Even if the same person, after he put it on the askupo, he put it here, in the Rishus HaRabim, he is spotted. This is the Reish. Now, Mishrosum lacht v'sachas, kupo sheim leya peretz, v'nosno ala iskupa achitzeno. Now, what does it mean, iskupa achitzeno? So, in respect to the eskupo that is mentioned in the Reish of the Mishneh, it means eskupas karmeles. But here, the Reish of the Mishneh doesn't employ the expression eskupa achitzeno. Just eskupa. So that is karmeles. But then the Sefer of the Mishneh says, kupa shemeya peres, v'nosno al eskupa achitzeno. There is a variance in the Rosh. So that Isis Yomtev points out that the in the Sefer where the expression askupa achitzeno is spelled out, so there it means that it's the Rishus HaRabi, that is the Rishus HaRabi. So Aval Pi, afterwards it is Yontev, the Rav Gatanora also says that. So, Iskupa Achitzeno, it's Tabe Shel Lifnei Pesach Habayis, Litzad Rishus HaRab. Rishus HaRab. So it is Yontev explains the Rav Gatanora, Un Pchuso Mishleisho, the Habe Rishus HaRab Yimmo. So I mean it is, I mentioned it is Yontev because it's Yontev points it out in the Rav Gatanora. So in other words, so the Sefer uses the expression iskupa achitzeno, and it means the Rishus HaRabim. So kupo shenu yapeiris v'nosno ala iskupo, a החיצינו, אף על פי שריף פרס מבחוץ, אף על פי שריף פרס מבחוץ, יספוטה, עד שיציא את כל הקוב. עד שיציא את כל הקוב. In other words, this is, he takes a cup of some real pears and he puts it, here's the Rishis HaYochet. And here's the scoop, and the scoop is the Rishis Rabbi Moore. So he puts the box like this. He puts the box like this. So Aval Pi Sheim Leo, Aval Pi Sheim Leo Peres, we must know our scoop like it's in Aval Pi Sheim Peres is in Bachutz. The whole of the Peres is in Bachutz. But since part of it is still inside, so then he's potter. Achieitzes kolakupo. Now what does the Mishnah mean, achieitzes kolakupo? Does the Mishnah mean achieitzes kolakupo? As Rashi says, look in the Rashi there, that's the following days. Achieitzi kolayma, Elohim ken heitzi berushayno kolakupo. In other words, so Rashi says that the Mishnah means that even, let's say you put a box like this. This is the Rishis HaYochid, this is the Ashkupo, and that's the Rishis HaRabim. And we put the box like this. So at the beginning, when we put the box like this, part of the box, the Ichri, was still occupying space in the Rishis HaYochid. And then, so Rashi says, that even if later on, first he put the box like this, and then, before he Musalik his hand from the box, he took the box like this, and then he put it like this. So he's also put it. So when the Mishnah says that she hates his kol hakupo, it means if at the very outset, with one hitzoy, with one act, he would put it like this. But if he put it first like this, and without being misawik his end, he immediately moved it over, so he's still potter. So the pshat in the Mishnah, that she hates his kol hakupo, is, that she hates his kol Kleima, Elohim came hate Sibo Rishayna Kolakupo. And the Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam says the same thing. Now, so that is the Raya. That is the Raya of the Rosh. We don't have the role of the Amrinon. We come on fair, come at Sniya. Kupo shei meyo peres, minosnu ala eskipo achitzeno, afo pi shei peres mbachutzi poter, achi yeitzi kol akupo. U mucha chosom dafu yuchoza veitzi poter. Mucha chosom. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say that. Rashi says that. But the Mishnah doesn't say. You could very well explain the lashon of the Mishnah, achi yeitzi kol akupo, that it means that if, let's say, he put it out like this, and he didn't immediately move it over so that the whole box will be outside, so then he's potter. But in Echaname, if he put it out like this, and then, before he was misalik his hand from it, so as one continuous act, he pushed it out completely, so then maybe he is chayev. The Gemara doesn't say it. So why does it say, U'muchach chosom, dafur chosa mitzi potter? Because in the Reishe, so he says, "Hamitzi echun v'nosnu askupo." Ben shechozav v'itziyah, ben shitziyah chapota. So there the Mishnah spells it out. Ben shechozav v'itziyah. So the Rosh assumed that in the same when it says "Hashemitzi kolakupo," it means the same thing, even if chozav v'itziyah. So that the whole kupo is outside, so it's still potter. Why? Why is it potter? Because the Yitzoyim Roshus Roshus is not Bibasachas. So that's the Raya of the Rosh against the Raya. Against the Raya. Now, if we explain the Raya that way, alright, so Mimele, so that's a Raya against, the Raya. If we explain the Raya that way, that's a Raya against the Raya. But there is another possible pshat in the Raya. That the Raivet does not distinguish the Gemara in Ksuves, from the Gemara here in Shabbos, on the basis of a proposition that vis-a-vis Yitzhak makes in Moshus Moshus, so it doesn't, it is not necessary that there should be the Yitzhak in Basachas. But vis-a-vis the Adamu Moshus Rabin, there is such a prerequisite, a requirement, that it has, he has to be made in the first hour, second hour in Basachas. Basachas. So then, that's a Kashik and the Ravid. But there's another possible pshat in the Ravid. That the Ravid distinguishes between the Gemara in Ksuves of Megamer Kis, so Yisrael with Abi Shabbos, and Zeus and Ikon Rome Bizokve on the basis of the proposition that in respect to Meitzim Yashus Moshus, there is no requirement of Hagboe, Gimut Tvochim, Malgabi Karaka. Whereas, in respect to Dalodames, there is a requirement of Hagboe, Gimut Tvochim, Malgabi. So then there is no kasha against the Raivet. With the kasha Raivet. But, let's say, I think that the Raivet can be explained on the basis of the first pshat. On the basis of the first pshat. In other words, the Raivet doesn't distinguish Meitzim Yashus Moshus and Dal Damos in regard to the question of Hagboi Gimut Vachim Nakarki. But the Raivet distinguishes Meitzim Yashus Moshus and Dal Damos in respect to Hitzoyim Vasach Hasanat. But then, in other words, so the Shittes Raivet is, that Daladami Bishus Rabin requires Hitzoyim Vasach Has Mitchil Zawin Nesim Dalet. Mashenke Meitzim Yashus Moshus, there is no requirement that it has to be Vasach Has. So then, the Raivet, the Rosh mentions a raya against the Raivet, but the truth is that there is no raya, even if we assume that the Shittes Raivet is that the Meitzim Yashus Moshus does not require that there should be Tzoyim Vasachas. Only Mitchilas Dalet, the same Dalet requires that there should be Tzoyim Vasachas. So there is no kasha from the Mishneh, because who says that this Mishneh, when it says Achieti es kol akupo, means, necessarily implies that even if he immediately, before his misalik is end, so he immediately puts the whole kupo under askupa achitzeino, that he is potter. Rashi says so, the Rambam says so, but in the Mishneh it's not mentioned. On the contrary, you could be mitayik if you want. Not that this it is a view, but if you want, you could say, in view of the fact that in the Reishe, the Mishneh says, Hamei tzeich ben vinosno ha'eskupo, ben shechoza v'itzion, is poter. So it spells out ben shechoza v'itzion, whereas in the Seife he just says, Achei tzeich kol akupo. So it doesn't say choza v'itzion. He says Achei kol akupo. So Achei kol akupo means that as long as it remains in that position, he is poter. But in Hachaname, if before his misalik is hand, his misalik is end, so he moves it over so that the kupo will be completely in the Rishus Rabin, then he's chayev. So then you ask, but in the Reishe the Mishneh spells it out, Hamei tzeich levinosno haskupo, ben shechoza v'tzion, so he's poter, mishlosom lachim v'sachas. So in the Reishe the Mishneh says explicitly that it has to be, that he's poter even if choza v'tzion. So there's a big difference between the case of the Reish and the case of the Sefer. The case of the Reish deals with the case where he puts it first on the Karmeles, on the Mokim Ptur. On the Mokim Ptur he puts it. So Mimele the Hanoche on the Mokim Ptur is Mivatel, the original Akire, even though he wasn't Misalik his end. Let's say, he puts first the Kupe here on the Askupo, that is on Mokim Ptur. And before his misalik end, he immediately puts it over there. So he's still potter, because there was a hanochet in the Mokim Ptur, so it's mevatel the first Akire, even though he wasn't misalik his end. Masha'ink in the Seife deals with an Askupo that is in the Rishus Rabin. And first he put the box like this. So part of the box still remained munach in the Rishus HaYochid. So then, if before his misalik is end, he puts it like this, so it's considered like one act. Even though there was a pause, a hanoche, at one moment, for one second, in the askupe, when just part of the box wasn't the Rishus HaRabim. But so if he would be misalik his hand, so it wouldn't be considered as one Nitzoye. Masha'in came, if he's not misalik his hand, and there was no Hanoche in the Mokim Ptur, so the Hanoche was all the time the Rishus HaRabim, except that the first initial step in the act, the first initial stage, the first stage in his act of Itzoye, so only part of the box was Munach in the Rishus HaRabim. And then in the second stage in his act, it consisted of two steps, his act. So then the whole box is Munach. So then it's Mitzoye, the Rabbit could say. So Mamela, there is no Kashi. I mean, from this Gemara against the Raivet, even if we explain the Raivet and in accordance with the first Pshat, but it's possible to explain the Raivet in accordance with the second Pshat, that the Raivet does not distinguish Taladames from Itzim Yashus Lashus in respect to the requirement of Itzoy Basachas, but that he distinguishes Itzim Yashus Lashus from Taladames in respect to Arbele Dimut Vachim Nakam. So then there is no kasha from the Mishnah altogether. All right, that will be. Between the street and the house. So all the memorials could get. So the Tanya says that a person stands on the threshold. So the Tanya says that a person stands on the threshold and is later Moabites who stands in the Rishus HaYochid in Eiselem. Later Meoni who stands in the Rishus HaRabim in Eiselem. Haya Skupe Mar. Skupe, it means the threshold, but the threshold in a broad sense. In other words, it can be sometimes the threshold is the Rishus HaYochid, is part and parcel of the Rishus HaYochid. Sometimes it is part and parcel of the Rishus HaRabim. So, Askupe Mai, Ilei Maskupe Rishus HaRabim, that the threshold happens to be part of the Rishus HaRabim, Leitim Barabais. So, how can he take from the Barabais? Homophic Rishus HaYochim Rishus HaRabim, so he's doing a real Nuroch. Well, Askupe Rishus HaYochim, where the threshold happens to be part of the Rishus HaYochim, Leitim Noroni. So, Hokomayim Mishus Rabim Shayochi, Elo Askupes Kamles, where the threshold happens to be a Kamles. It's not part of the house, it's not within the Mechitzes of the house, and it's not part of the street, but it's a Kamles. So, Neitil Venezil Chatchile, save Isurim Miyisen. So, it's just on the Rabbono. Elo Askupes Mokim Tur Baalmin. So, how is it in Mokim Tur? Kinles be dalet al dalet. V'chiyo se rabdino am rabi yichne. Mokim shein be dalet al dalet. Vohim muter v'dni rishayochim v'shis rabim lechad lechatifolot. U'l'ubat shelo yachlit. In other words, he's allowed to take yechifetz from the oni and keep it there as he stands under a scoop on the threshold. Or he's allowed to take yechifetz from the balabais and keep it there, but to serve as an intermediary. In other words, he'll take it from the Oni and then he'll turn it over to Balabais or vice versa. That is not allowed. Midrabba. Alright. Abrash. Askupes Rishus HaRabim kin askupes Mobe. Shein olo tikho. Vein govei agimu min akark. In other words, Rashi wants to explain how could the threshold be part of the Rishus HaRabim. Because if it has a tikho, if there is any ceiling above, so then it couldn't be a Rishus HaRabim. Because if it's elevated, so then even though it's in the street itself, so it doesn't have a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYochid. How is it Rishus HaYochid? And he made a stachas atikho, or in the Pnimin Alechi, or you go via Yud, or you have a certain elevation, some stairs, as before the house. So, and it's go via Yud, or Chovod Alet, so then it's Rishus HaYochid by itself. Askupas Garmeles, how can we visualize that the threshold should be heavy in the Kamales? So, for example, if it's a Nogu Ve'ayut, Elo Rechov Adalet, here he got on a Nitu with Lechatchile, same say if he's a Ravon and Nitu. U Mokim Tu, Elo Askum and Mokim Tu, Mokim Shein Be'al Ba'aba, Aba Hu, Mokim Nisuyem Shish Lech, Roche Pzaz V'Gavei Agimu, V'Nitzom Ruh Shai Yochit, Roche Zarabi, Roche Meikon Be'erev V'Gavei Ego. U Vilvat, Shalom Yachliv, V'Hanami Katonu Li'u, V'Ashal Yitmu Na'on, Yitmu La'Bayis, because of Exeira, so he's not allowed to serve as an intermediate. All right. Omama, uvilvacho lo yitim balabayis v'neis eloni, mioni v'neis em balabayis. V'inota uvinosa, shlosh tom ptur. Now suppose he takes from the bala, from the oni. Now he has the oni, and he takes from the oni as he stands on the threshold, which is a mokim ptur. Mokim ptur, let's say it's elevated three tvochim, and he doesn't have dalet al dalet, a few stairs, let's say, and he stands there and he takes the chifetz from the oni who stands in the rishus harabim and gives it over to the balabais. Balabais, so he's potter. Even though, in effect, he was mavia from the Amin, he was meishit from the rishus harabim, but since it passed through the askupe, the mokim ptur, so mimele he is potter. So lay metemet yufte the rob. יום הרוב והמה וחיפס מתחילת דלו לסידלו בשביל הרבים אף על פי שהעבירי דרך הולוב חיי so Rashi explains דרך הולוב what does it mean דרך הולוב? דרך הולוב שהביא למעלה מיות ולשאל את בי אבי הרשוס הרבי והאבי מוקים טוב so if someone is מה וחיפס מתחילת דלו לסידלו בשביל הרבים so in other words and he carried it above Yud Tvochim, so the Chifetz was passed Derech Mokim Ptur, so he's still Chaye. Chaye, Ki Hoda Ramchei, the Aval Gav, the Derech Mokim Ptur also. So the question is, so why is the one who stands on the scoop and the threshold? That is a mokim ptur. So why is he put there? But he just took it from the oni and he turned it over to the balabais, but it passed through the threshold, which is a mokim ptur. So here in Rob's case, it also passed. In the height, it passed through a mokim ptur. Still, he's chayev. So here too, he should be chayev. What difference does it make whether the mokim ptur is at the bottom or the mokim ptur is on top? That's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara gives the teretz, hosom loinoch, hochenoch. Now let's see the Rashi. Loinoch, the mokim ptur. We have a leyakirem yoshus harabim, we have noche yoshus harab. Hochenoch, the mokim ptur. So when the price says Vinotal Vinosan Shloshton Pturi, so even the one who stands on the askupe is also potter. So it has reference to a case where it's noch how. So Rashi Sloshin is Hochenoch Bimokim Ptur Biyado Eimidal Askup. So one thing is clear from Rashi that it is not necessary in order that the Eimid al Askupe should be put there, that he should put the Chifetz as it passes, as he gets it, over the Askupe, that he should put it on the ground of the Askupe. It's not necessary. Because the Shulta Agibeli mentions in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok Herzorua that when is he put there, only if he puts the Chifetz on the floor. On the ground of the askup. Now he eats that base in the reef. It's not in Cayman. That base in the reef is there, the last piece on the left-hand column there, on the shield of the day. Not only that, the no sun was there, but the alpha piece of the reef is in time. The river, she was in the sun, she was in the reef, she was in the Elo, kishe hifzik v'yoma da chifetz ala eskuponia. That's the lotion of Yitzhak Yozawa. Only when he puts the chifetz on the ground, then he's potter. But suppose he doesn't put the chifetz on the ground. He doesn't put the chifetz on the ground. But he just, now he has done, and I take it from there in his hand, I stand on the scoop, and then I turn it over, and I don't put it as it passes with the scoop. I don't put it here on the scoop. So according to the Zohua, he would be chayev even if his hand rests. Let's say I take it from the Oni, and now it's over the scoop. I'm standing on the scoop. And I don't put it on the ground, on the floor of the scoupe here, but my hand rests for a moment, 2 moments, doesn't make any difference. And then I turn it over, and I give it to the Balabais. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak Zohua, even in such a case, even though the hand rested over the scoupe, as it passed over the scoupe, it rested for a moment, or 2 moments, or 3 moments, doesn't make any difference how long it rests then. On the scoop. So he's still higher. When will he be put there? When is the bias he put there? If he puts it on the ground of the scoop. But if he doesn't put it on the ground of the scoop, then not. Now, Rashi is certainly chilik on the Rabbi Yitzchak Yozawa. Because Rashi says, Hoche noch be mocking to biyado imidala scoop. So it's explicit in Rashi's lashon. That even if he doesn't rest on the ground, on the floor of the school, but as long as it's noch in the yad of the person who stands on the school, so he's also put it. But it's mashma from the lashon of Rashi that lechol apoches it must rest for a moment in the hand. Suppose it doesn't even rest in the hand is continually in a state of motion. I take it from the Oni. And like this, continually in a state of motion. It doesn't rest for a moment. Then it's mashma from the Loshon of Rashi that he will be chayav. In other words, he must rest. I take it. Then I'll be potter. But if I take it like this, I don't rest it for a moment over the skupo, so then I'll be chayav. That's how it's mashma. Now let's see Tesis. Let's see, Tesis says another pshat altogether here in the Gemara. Leim eteret yuf tenirot. Pir sherashe, aval pi shevire lemailo miyut, the have a mokim. In other words, so Rashi says that there a cholov means that he carried it like this. Lemailo miyut. So, the have a mokim tu. Viloi mir, dim kein havelo le mifrach. Mirabono, because according to Rashi's explanation of Chovis, because it passed in a neutral zone, so that's the same din that Rabbonon of Benazai say. Din kein v'liniyad im kinavu mivrach mirabonon de'amrin hametzim chomus leplatia derech stof chayit umai porich name leimetem tiyufte derove leim harabonon kamek avos. So the Chiddush Aran answers this kashi, that this is really no kashi against Rashi, because there is a difference between the case of Ameitz Mechomes Lepratye Derech Stov Chayim, because Ameitz Mechomes Lepratye Derech Stov, so he did everything, he was Meitz Mishzayoch Lishzarabi, but there was a neutral zone in the midst of his act of Itzoye, he was involved in a neutral act. Masheinkin, here we could say that there is no havore of Daled Ames. There is no avore of Dalet Ames. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's what the Chiddush Aran says is so poshet that Teisves is difficult. Teisves is difficult. What kind of a kashi is it? When he read him, Kain Havu and Mifrach, Mirabonon, the Amrinon Hanetz and Mechonus Lepati, the Rachstof Chai. Over there, so he was Meitzin Shayochin Shesarab. But in the middle of the act, he was engaged in a neutral zone. Mashein can hear, in Robes' case, so the Etzem Havore of the Adames took place at the height of Yutvochi. Now this is what the Ran says. ואם תאמר, ונדמה להם נתניה לעיל, מייצים מכונס לפלטיה דרך סטוב, תיריץ או הוזל, דיני, דידיל מהי גורם, משם דלק עבור הארבע עמיס בחיוב, ולדניה להי, דמיקום בו כמייצי, הוא משוס היוחד ושוס הרדי. זה ביג דיפרנס. There's a big difference. Now, if we say, now we discussed, I mean, this question, I mean, because Rab Chaim, in explaining this, the Rambam of Zohar Kechetz Mitzchilas Dalet, the same Dalet, so he says, he assumes that by Dalet Ames, so the whole Dalet Ames is an integral part of the Ma'is Aver. But then we saw that it's not so poshut from the Gemara. Davov or Medalef at the very beginning, so the Pashtus Agmori is that it's not like that. And I mean that it's possible to explain the Gemara. I mean, on the basis of Reb Chaim's premise, I mean, that's the really what Rabbi Zalman in Eben Ozel is Masikan Reb Chaim from this Gemara. So from this Gemara, it appears that this is also a neutral zone. So we explain that Gemara. Now, so if we say as Rabbi Zalman assumed, so then we can understand Teisves Kashi against Rashi. But from the Roitz Mashma, that he does not agree with the Lomdes of Rabbi Zalman and Eben Ozel. That's why he answers the Kashi of Teisves against Rashi. Alright, now, if we say like Rabbi Zalman, so then we understand the Teisves. So Memele, there is no bigger chiddush in Rove than in the Rabbon. There is no bigger chiddush. Because true, what do we say? That over there, Mechonis Lepati Derech Stov, so he was made in Moshe Zayoch and Shisarabim. Only there is, in the interim, there is a neutral zone, that he is engaged in a neutral zone. So here too, by the Aldam and Moshe Zayoch, that's not an integral part of Maizavere. It's not an integral part of Maizavere. All right, so that is probably the pshat thesis. All right, behi diba meitzit fiyunt nam eini dodom b'shus ayochi dum talto b'shus arabi uvilvad shalo yeitzi chutz l'dal adamas vidayik b'gmore So it has nothing to do with this case, because according to Rashi, Garacholov means the Maimon Miyut, and there the Mishnah doesn't discuss Lemaila Miyut. The Mishnah doesn't discuss Lemaila Miyut. The Mishnah discusses where he stands, let's say, in the Rishis HaYochid, and he picks up the Chaykes, let's say, in Tchilel Dalet, and he puts it down, we say Dalet. So what has it to do with Rav's Din that is reference to the case where he's Mavel Lemaila Miyut? L'kach nirei kipirush racha. The Miforeh she'evirei derech holov. לפונוף ממילא לסמילא, נגד גופי. דאבה מילא, כיבי שהגיע כנגדי, הווה כמונח, ונמצא של היבד על אדם מסייחת. ומשנה, הוסום לא נוח, ואין זה הנוח את דרך עצמו. So now we understand this to why the Gemara says, in Erev Ndach Tzadik Ches, לא ימי מסייל לרובן, because it's ממש the same case. ממש the same case. So according to the Rach, הבירי דרך הולוב means that he stands in the Rishus Rabbim, but instead of walking with the Chayvetz, so apparently he has very long arms, so he picks up the Chayvetz, mitchilas dalet, and then he puts it down, we say it our damas, so he's chayv. So why shouldn't he be chayv after all? He made an akira mitchilas dalet, and he made a noche mitchilas dalet. The answer is because if he picks up the chaybet mitchilas dalet, and then he holds it until he puts it down, so that chaybet passes through his goof, through his feet, as he stands with his feet like this. So as he carries over the chaybet, so it passes his feet, his goof. So we could say that the moment it passes his feet, so then it's considered as if it was noch between his feet. We could say that. So kamash no. That's why he's chay. So now we understand. According to the Rach, we understand as to why the Gemara says when we say lerove, because it's the same case as the case of the Mish. All right. משנה הוסום לא ינוח דאין זה הנוח את דרך עצמו. So the Gemara says הוסום לא ינוח הוכה נוח. Now there is a marsha here. כי צורך להם, אז תחשתו זה שפיר. דחך דהוכי, הוא דרובה, והיד, אם ידון משתה יוכי, כולה בגב מחודק או מהירה, שעוד דומה אם ידמוק מאחור, וניזוס מן קיימי, ומה ורחיב את מכאן ומכאן דרך גופה, וכמשקוס עתיד ברכמי ספיר, ומי יחר דהוכי, הוותווי נוח מהי דרובה, דחיב שעוד דום נוח על הסקופה, שהוא מוקים פטור, ואחיב את כי שבו כנגלי מוקים פטור, מקרה שפיר נוח, מה שאם כן והייתי רובה, ובהך דאי מידוד אמדושס היום. So we see, the Mashor here mentions a very big Chiddush. Now, then we saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Yerzorua, he goes so far as saying that when the Gemara says, Hochenoch, that's why they made the last coupe. He's potter, so it's only if he puts it down. When is the Emil Askupe Potter if he puts it down on the floor of the Askupe? Otherwise, he will be high. So even if he will, his hand will rest for some time over the Askupe. If he doesn't put down the Chayvetz on the floor of the Askupe, so he'll be high. Rashi is definitely not like that. But from the Loshon of Rashi, it's Mashma, Hochenoch, Bimokim Tur, Biyado Emil Dal Askupe. So it's mashma that l'chol apoches the hand has to rest. But suppose the hand, as it passes over the skupe, is in a state of motion all the time, doesn't stop even for a minute over the threshold. So then it's mashma from Rashi's loshon that he will be that he will be chayim. Because then there is no hanoche that should be mivatel the akire from the rishus harav. That's how it's mashma. It's not explicit in Rashi. But while in Rashi it's not explicit, in the Raivet it's explicit. Kirveis Milchashabes Haloche Yudal Hamavi Yachif at the end of the Haloche Yudal Hamavi Yachif at Mitchilas Arba Lisef Arba Bershus Arabi Afal Pishe Viro Lemaila Mereishi Chai Omar Avrom. By the way, so Rashi has the same pshat as Rashi. I mean, the Rambam has the same pshat as Rashi. Omar Avrom in the Apirush Nochi Vimashom Adarachol. In other words, the Raivet has the pshat of Tesis, of the Rach. Elokach perushi. Odomo eimei bin keimei. Vineitel chayfeitz mitzad yiminei, uminichei mitzad tzmeilei, liseid al edamens, afal pishach shechigia lineged atzmei, hareyu kimi sheinichei beemtza, sheumokim ptur, kimi sheinichei chayim, viminichei, o yikve biyodei shomeyat potem. What do you mean? He means, Mamesh, he put it down, put down the chayvetz. Let's say, he picked up the chayvetz. And then, as it reached his goal, so he put down the chayvetz. Or Yikve B'yodei means that it wasn't in a state of motion all the time. But, he picked it up, and for a moment, the hand stopped, even though he didn't put it on the floor, on the ground of the street. So then he spot. When is a chayev? If it's neither hinichei nor ikve biyodei, but he picked up the chayvetz and continually, in a state of motion, the hand didn't rest for a moment negative group, but it was continually in a state of motion. So then, and then he put it down at the end of dalet. So then he's chayev. This is what he says. AVP, Kim Shol Yiniche Chayev, Viminiche, O Yikve Biyodei Shomiat, doesn't matter how long the hand rested there for a moment. So he's Potter, Kmo Shomu, Eimei Dodom Laskupe Neitim Labayis. So it is obvious. So that he says, Kmo Shomu, Eimei Dodom Laskupe Neitim Labayis, that where is it, that by Eimei Dodom Laskupe, that he's Potter, also Yikve Biyodei. Either Yiniche Yiniche Chayevet on the floor of the Skupe, or Ikve B'yode, as the hand was above the scoop. It was Ikve B'yode, it rested, the hand rested. But suppose the hand was in continual state of motion, didn't even rest over the scoop for a moment, so then he's chayek. Then he's chayek. So in the Rashbo, and the Raivet it's explicit. In Rashi, it's not 100% explicit, but Pashtes Aloshi is like the Raivet. Even though the Rashi is chilek on the Raivet in the pshat of Olam, but as vis-a-vis the Eimei Dodom Laskupe is concerned, so then there is no difference. So Rashi agrees with the sheet of the Raivet. Well, anyway, the Raivet is explicit. There is no doubt. Now, the Teisus Yishenim, the Teisus Rit. Also, it shall even came in. Is that wrong? Vimnosa venosin shloshtom teir. Turi. Pirish kegen shenoch bintai. Shenotal no abayis. Vinoch ala askup. So it's mashma like the Zohar, I mean, Rabbi Yitzchak Zohar, because he says, v'noch halaskup. I mean, what does he mean, v'noch halaskup? So it, but it's not mefuresh. It maybe he means the yad is noch halaskup. The yad is noch halaskup. So v'yoyiv shenotal ki shenor bintai shenotal mi balabais. Even though he says noch, I mean not nocho. So what he means, it could mean the yad. Vinoch alaskup. But it's very likely that he means pashtes aloshin of vinoch alaskup means the chifetz was noch. In other words, like Rav Yitzchak Zohar. Whatever it is, I mean it's not important. Rav Yitzchak Zohar explicitly says that when is the imid alaskup poter, only if it is the chifetz is put down on the floor of the askufa. And the Raivet says that it's poter as long as the yad is noch. But Teisves, the Masho says in Teisves here, the Mutzah shall have the Adam is Yachad, Shano Hosom Lo Noch, the Inza Hanoch. The Inza Hanoch. So in other words, so that means, so he says, as the Masho points out, that there is a distinction. Umiu Harbi Hoche. Have it way noch my idrov. The chim shodom noch ala scupe shu mokim tu. Vahivet shu mokim egdi mokim tu, mikre shape noch. So what does Basho mean? Because the hand mamesh rested for a moment, for 2 minutes, for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it doesn't make any difference. Because the resting of the hand for an hour, it has no special significance over and above the resting of the hand for a minute. So he doesn't mean mikre vachives kishibok kinegdim mokim tu mikre shapenoch. So mikre it's considered as if it is noch. So obviously he explains tasteless that according to tasteless, even if the hand is continually in a state of motion, that the emil askupo takes the chivets from the oni and continually in a state of motion, he carries it over and puts it in the hand of the balabais. And even though the hand didn't rest over the scooper for a moment, Habeshapanoch, it's considered, since the person is standing on the scooper, is in a state of rest, so the hand that is in motion, while it passes over the scooper, where the person, the Balayat, is resting, is also considered resting. So the hand is considered resting al pedin, even if it's continually in a state of motion. That's only in the case.